Oh, wait a minute. Hey, everybody, it's me. It's Natty Bumper Car, and this is what I like to call the Bumper Podcast. It's what I think we're still calling it. It's been so long that I don't know. Evidently, what happens is I make an episode, and then I get distracted, and then the world happens, and then I don't make another episode, and it's been like that for a while. It's a weird cycle to be in. It's not a cycle I'm a fan of. It's like we get 2 episodes a month. That's not enough episodes. Just for anyone asking, if you are thinking of doing a podcast, 2 episodes a month is not going to cut it. So, just so you know, try to do a little bit more. What's been going on with me? I don't know. You know, I got sad, I think, with the world. The world makes me sad sometimes. And I look around, and my whole thing is, there's enough tough things in life, right? Just day-to-day, long-term things, things from your childhood, things from that are coming up in the future, nostalgia, nervousness at things to come, whatever. There's every single day, I couldn't find my keys, small things like that. My shoelace broke, just stupid thing. But then there's big things that are going to happen. Right, and it seems like if you're gonna live your life, if you're gonna be around here for a while on this here planet, that we should try to mitigate the bad things that happen, and not invent more drama and pressure and stress. Like, the stress is already there, so you don't have to go and invent stuff. It's already there, right there for you. So there's no need to go, what can I be stressed out about today? No, it's going to be there anyway. Just try to, enjoy the moment that you're in. Enjoy anything. Find things to be happy about. Don't find things to not be happy about, because the things to not be happy about are always going to be right there, right? I'm ranting a little bit. I apologize. But I think maybe that's what just... look for the happy things. Look for the fun. Look for the joy. Look for the silver linings. Because the other stuff, trust me, it's always going to be there looming. Like a dark cloud. Like a little black rain cloud. Like a little Winnie the Pooh, huh? I'm just a little black rain cloud hovering over the honeybees. Or whatever he says. And
excuse me. Natty,
oh, come on.
Natty Bumper Car, it's me, Rufus. Rufus.
Hey, Rufus.
Yeah. Hello to you as well.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what you're jibber-jabbering about during this episode.
What do you mean?
But it doesn't seem like a normal bumper podcast.
No,
it doesn't seem like you're having much fun.
I am.
It doesn't seem. I hear you saying, look for the happy.
Yeah.
Look for the joy.
Yeah.
Look for the good. But in fact, my friend, all I hear you doing is yelling at people.
Well,
is that the business that we are in now?
No, absolutely not. I wasn't yelling at people. I was just trying to explain to people that, you know, that the world is intrinsically a hard place, and life can be difficult, and that you shouldn't wallow in misery and in the mire and the muck. You should, get your eyes open and look around you, because there's always going to be fun. There's always
going
to be fun, nice stuff to find.
Huh?
And, you know, just to try to break out of the bad stuff.
I don't
stuff
think you know
and,
what you're saying.
And live in the good stuff.
All right.
I think that's a good message.
Hi, this is me, Aloysius J. Pig.
Miss Pig.
And I should point out that Bumper Car yelled at me the other day.
No,
just the other day.
No,
he actually did yell at me.
I did not.
Are you okay? That's terrible.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
Hurt my feelings.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
geez.
I don't like that one bit. Now, Bumper Car, you understand that Pig is the marquee player here at headquarters. Not you.
Okay.
Certainly not me. I am not a performer.
No,
I am a manager.
Not.
I am a lawyer of the law. I am a bringer of justice and good things, you understand?
Lawyer
but
of
the this
law?
Pig right here is what I like to call my meal ticket.
That's actually pretty offensive.
Yeah, that's...
I wish you wouldn't call me a meal ticket. I You know what? I'm going to stand over here while you guys will hash this out.
I just
wanted to make sure you knew that there has been some yelling going on here at headquarters.
I'm going to go over here.
Okay.
Thanks, Pig. Listen, that was a misunderstanding. Pig actually put my shoes on, and he went outside to play in his mud pit, and then he came back. He was actually missing one of my shoes, and the other one was full of mud. I can't even breathe. So, of course I yelled. I lost my shoes, okay? So, there was a yell that needed to happen.
I don't like to get involved in this domestic issue that you guys have going on, this problem, but this sounds like something that the law should step into and maybe take control of. Now, I could go get the local constabulary, and we could probably settle this toot sweet with one of y'all. I'm assuming the little oinka going to jail.
No, that's not necessary.
Thievery and stealerying. Stealerying is illegal in every single state of every single country, of every single province of this planet, of this world.
The shoe was just outside.
You know what? I am not going to stand for it.
Okay.
Well, so Rufus will make my adieu, and I will bring back to you the law.
The law?
Just run, Pig.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Good day, sir.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you and good day. Anyway, again, we don't have to bring bad things onto ourselves. There's enough bad things in the world. Just try to enjoy your life.